Hey, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's gotomypc.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try gotomypc.com free today. You'll love it.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush picks Gonzalez. George W. Bush moved very quickly to replace Attorney General John Ashcroft today. He named his administration's most prominent Hispanic to succeed Ashcroft. Alberto Gonzalez grew up with seven siblings in a two-bedroom house in Texas. Bush cited Gonzalez's, quote, sharp intellect and sound judgment in the war on terror. As the White House top lawyer for the past 4 years, Gonzalez has been at the center of Bush's positions on torture and civil liberties. Before that, Gonzalez was general counsel under Bush in Texas. He was also the Texas Secretary of State and served on that state's Supreme Court. Bush says Yasser Arafat's impending death could mean a new opening for peace. Bush says he thinks a new leader for the Palestinians will step forward and ask for help to build a democratic and free society. Bush says he thinks that will happen because all people desire to live in freedom. Bush is saying the U.S. is more than willing to help the Palestinians build democratic institutions and establish their own state, and the president saying he looks forward to being part of that process. Another assessment of the health of Yasser Arafat from the Palestinian foreign minister, he says Arafat's brain is functioning only partially, and all organs except his heart and lungs have failed. Yesterday, the same official said Arafat's brain, heart, and lungs were all functioning. Arafat hovers near death in France. A U.S. commander says American troops and Iraqi allies have paralyzed insurgents and cut off escape routes from Fallujah. Lieutenant General John Sattler says enemy forces are clustered now in what he calls small pockets, blind, moving about the city. He says they are unable to communicate or work out any coordination. Sattler and an Iraqi general spoke to reporters at the Pentagon via a video hookup from a base outside Fallujah. They cautioned the fighting there is far from over. He says Allied casualties are, quote, light, but will not specify numbers. At least 10 people died in Iraq today after a car bomb explosion in eastern Baghdad. Police say the bomb targeted Iraqi police, but an officer says no police officers were hurt. The federal government's going to be lowering the terror alert status for financial institutions in New York, New Jersey, and Washington. The reduction from orange to yellow, the midpoint on the five-level terror warning system, comes 3 months after the alert was raised, reportedly amid concerns the institutions would be targets of Al-Qaeda. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev honored the singer once known as Cat Stevens today with a Peace Prize, praising him for charity work and for standing by his convictions despite personal hardships. Yusuf Islam awarded the Man for Peace Prize in Rome at the opening of a meeting of Nobel Peace Prize laureates. He last made headlines in September when he was on the no-fly list and was tossed out of the United States. Air America Radio News.
For one army, the battle always intensifies around the holidays. Please help the Salvation Army help those in need. To donate, call 1-800-SALARMY or donate online at 1-800-SALARMY.org. We can't win the battle without you.
Be a part of New York's Olympic bid. Come to the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. and join Governor Pataki, Mayor Bloomberg, and Olympians, including Athens gold medal winner Justin Gatlin, the world's fastest man, in this historic celebration of the city's Olympic bid. Be among the first 5,000 people to arrive, and you'll receive a special limited edition New York City bid pin. Come out this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge. Visit nyc2012.com for details. Let the dreams begin.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Al Franken Show.
We, and I include all women in this, but we are men, not nieces. Who used to say that?
We are men, not nieces.
I think it was some cat character.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer.
We got to keep this going. We got to keep this going and fight every day. We're going to have to fight every day. You know what? There is a broad coalition against this guy's economic policy.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Good evening. Christian, Aryan, heterosexual, patriotic truth seekers, and fellow citizens of Bushistan. Welcome to the sunrise side of the mountain, a new America for one and all. We have some new news. I can't do it. See, I can't even parody this. It's too scary. We have some news items and websites to share with you tonight that would truly terrify you. Listen, if you are not Christian, non-Aryan, if you are gay and not very patriotic right now, as long as you're a truth seeker, welcome to the program. A lot of ground to cover tonight. Hey, what the hell happened to Dan Rather tonight? Did anybody here see that? Anybody here? You know, I got my producer and my baby. Anyone out there see it? See, we keep thinking that we work around the rest of Air America radio personnel, and we don't. We live down here in one of the provinces of Bushistan, where I wouldn't be surprised if some night we walk out of here, Kathy, and there are people holding up burning crosses ready to... Oh, Jesus, don't give him any ideas. What has happened to Dan Rather? This guy is really wigging out, isn't he? Going back to right after the murderous assault on this country in September 11th, if you remember, most entertainment venues went dark for a while. When Dan Rather finally showed up on the Letterman show, I don't know. He said, you know, wherever George Bush told him to go stand in line, to kill Muslims, Dan was ready to do it. I don't know what he meant. I'm not trying to be a smartass here. I don't know what he meant. Well, tonight, I thought he was going to lose it completely. Again, this guy makes me nervous as a whore in Sunday school. He really does. Every time I see Dan Rather now, it's like, oh, careful. It's like watching somebody walk a tightrope holding a couple of vials full of nitroglycerin, isn't it? Huh? And they're just up there about 40 feet off the ground holding these vials of nitro, trying to get... And then the wire starts to shake, and... God! So y'all probably saw the photo. I don't know what media is trying to do. Are they trying to gussy up this imperialist attack on a defenseless country, gussy it up and make it look like World War II? Is that what they're trying to do? Here's a photograph. It was on the front page of an awful lot of newspapers. Interesting photograph. There's a soldier, an American soldier, face muddied up, holding a cigarette in his mouth. Got kind of a wistful look in his eye like, Jesus, God, I wish I wasn't here. It's a tight shot, very close on the man's face, okay? I wish he weren't there, too. I wish the guy was home with his family. I hate what is happening to our military. I hate it. I've said so many times on this program, the deep and abiding respect I have for the military, for military traditions, for the military history. Even though the military has been brutally abused by politicians, brutally abused in the pursuit of capitalism, our military I'm talking about now, you know, the Soviet military, Russian military has been abused other ways. But anyway, here's a photograph of this guy. And it's an interesting photograph. But no more and no less than any photograph of anybody who is out murdering Iraqis. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry. You don't like my point of view? Kiss my butt. Go listen to something else. That's what we're doing there. That's what we're doing there. We have no business there. Talk to me about stopping communism and Nazism and fascism. And, hey, I'm right there with you. But talk to me about this invasion of Iraq, and I'm way over here. I'm way over here. I want nothing to do with this. This is disgusting. I don't care how many soldiers sucking cigarettes with their dirt-stained faces they have on the cover of magazines and newspapers around the country. Show me the picture of the Iraqi child with his arms blown off. Show me the picture of the Iraqi mom and dad burying yet another child that got hit by a U.S. smart bomb. No thanks. Screw these pictures that are supposed to make me go, oh, my heart is pumping red, white, and blue blood right now. Aren't we patriotic? There's a soldier. Oh, God, I love him. Oh, go kill for me there, bro. Kill for me, bro. Go kill. Well, that's the reaction Dan Rather had tonight. Rather said we should all be thankful, regardless of what you think about the war. Nice caveat there in front of your statement, Dan. Regardless of what you think about the war, we should be thankful that this country produced young men, like the guy in the photograph, that go to Iraq for what Dan called the right reasons? You sick, sick... Careful. Careful. News commentator... And Kathy's over there go, oh, Jesus, don't. You promised me you'd never say mother... you know, there it is. There's Dan Rather. We should be thankful that this country produced young men like that to go to Iraq for the right reasons. And we should never take them for granted. Well, you jackass! What is wrong with you? We don't take them for granted. The Bush crime family takes them for granted. The Bush crime family throws them into the meat grinder. The Bush crime family takes normal Americans and turns them into killers of innocent Iraqi civilians. Screw you, Dan Rather. You are on my list now. Goodbye, dude. Forever. Burn in hell. He said, regardless of how you feel about the war, you got to be moved by the picture. Yeah, I'm moved by the picture, Dan. I'm moved by the picture. It makes me hate the policies of this government even more. It makes me even more furious. about our policies in Iraq. That's what it does for me, Dan. Oh, it made me so angry. Regardless of what you think about the war, we should be thankful that we have young men in this country who are willing to, you know, I was waiting for him to say willing to go do God's work. I kept thinking, man, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. He's going to say it. He's going to say willing to go do God's work. It's coming. And he stopped just short of that. Thank God we have a cheap television in the bedroom, because that's where I was watching it. Laying back on the bed, hold my baby, thought, okay, I think I'll watch a little CBS News. This comes on. One of these days, I'm going to pick up the phone and throw it right through the screen. It's a cheap TV, right, Kathy? Wouldn't we spend $100? $200? Oh, never mind. That's, you know, to me, that's not cheap. Never mind. $200? That's what we spent on that? Man. Now, let me digress dramatically. Voters in Churchill County, Nevada, did you see this? Voters in Churchill County, Nevada, support Bush. Oh, did they? 70%, I think, to Kerry's something, 30%. They also support legal hookers. Did you see this? Oh, my God. A measure to ban legal prostitution, which is legal. Prostitution is legal in this rural Republican county in Nevada, Churchill County. It lost by a 2-1 margin in last Tuesday's election. George Flint, executive director of the Nevada Brothel Association, can't believe it. He says the overwhelming vote in favor of prostitution blows his mind. Now, here is the vote. I want to just do Churchill County, Nevada vote results. Do a Google on it, and you'll come up with all of this. Question number three on the ballot. Shall Chapter 5.2 of the Churchill County Code be repealed in order to end legalized prostitution in Churchill County? Yes, 36%. Hell no, 63%. 63% voted to keep it legal. I love it. Now, for president and vice president, how many voted for Bush? 71%. How many voted for Kerry? 26%. And these people, now nothing against you sex workers. Hey, listen, I love you, all of you, men, women, I don't care what you do. You know, you S&M freaks, you whores, you prostitute. Well, hey, listen, fine. You understand what I'm saying here, though, don't you? Of course prostitution should be illegal. So should drugs. That way, when we indulge in that sort of thing, we can feel nasty. We can feel like we're doing something, you know, weird. I don't know if I'm kidding or not. But isn't it amazing? The family value, the Christian family values. Yeah, we want to keep prostitution, and we want to keep George. You know why? Because he's a God-fearing man, and Jesus loves him, and Jesus loves our whores. Who goes to the hookers in this county? The married men? Oh, that's nice. That's real nice. You know.
Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Federal federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Buy Friends Season 8 now on DVD. In Season 8, 6 became 7.
I'm going to have a baby.
I'm going to have a baby!
Each episode includes footage you've never seen before.
What do you do when the baby makes this sound?
Plus a hilarious gag reel and more.
Joey, what would you do if someone that you slept with told you that she was pregnant?
Who called you?
Continue your collection with this new edition, the 8th season of Friends. Buy it now on DVD. Seasons 1 through 7 also available.
Hey, big guy, we won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs, soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right, crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido-boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. InstantTabs.com provides a 3 to 5-minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
There was a little boy named Bobby. He didn't like reading math, science, or history. His teachers all thought that Bobby was lazy. But Bobby was as smart as any kid could be. He tried and tried his best to climb the learning tree. But to Bobby, it was not easy as 1, 2, 3. He learned the same things the other kids would see. The only problem was he learned them differently.
One day, Bobby's mom called toll-free to find out more about learning disability. They got Bobby help, and as sure can be, the song was now sung to a different melody.
There was a little boy named Bobby, a bright little boy, went to school in elementary. Bobby loved reading, math, science, and history, soon as he learned to learn them differently.
For a free brochure, call 1-888-478-6463 or log on to focusonlearning.org to learn how your kids learn. A message from the Ad Council and the CCLD.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
But your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore.
23 past the hour. I got an email here right before the program from Rick in Seattle. Let me share it with you, Mike. Bev Harris was on Unfiltered today and broke the story that she, in affiliation with the Help America Recount Fund, is using a little-known provision in Ohio law, which says any five Ohioans who did not vote for the winning candidate can file for recounts. In Florida, citizens can file to contest the election county by county. Black box voting researchers are helping to identify key counties with the worst anomalies. They're doing this for hand counts and other audits to detect computer intrusions and vote count discrepancies. When asked if an Ohio recount would change the outcome of the election in favor of Kerry, Bev Harris said, quote, if the recount proves that he won Ohio, indeed it would, end quote. The site and location for donating money to the Ohio recount is helpamericarecount.org. Helpamericarecount.org. Now, Bev Harris, Rick writes, is telling us that that's the place to send your money if you want to see a possible turnaround of this election. Each precinct costs $10. And Harris said they are focusing their efforts on the most suspect counties first, going precinct to precinct. She also said that we have a window of between this Friday and next. That's the 13th through the 19th of November to get this process in place in order to halt the process of certifying the Ohio election. Rick then writes, Mike, it is not wishful thinking to believe that John Kerry could still be acknowledged as the winner of this election. It appears that the optical scan machines in Ohio, which count ballots and send the data to highly insecure central tabulating computers, could be the main issue in that state. A hand recount of the votes could very well expose the fraud that occurred there. So I ask you, please push this on the show tonight. This could be the silver bullet we've been looking for that could bring this thing crashing down around the Bush administration and save American democracy. If this recount shows proof of tampering, not only would the election go to Kerry and perhaps leading to turnovers of other Senate and House races, but the American election system would henceforth be revolutionized. The Republican Party and their backers would be thoroughly discredited, perhaps for decades, and the media would be forced to reevaluate their pandering to the neoconservative agenda in the face of public activism. Please help America. Please help. Help America count. Raise the money they need, Mike. All right. The website is helpamericarecount.org. Okay? So that's where, if you want to send $5, $10, that's where to send it. That's what Bev Harris is saying. Now, word is getting out that this thing could be, this election could be, what's the clicking? That's email coming into my computer. I thought there was a bomb in here. I wish it would stop. All right. Where this is driving me crazy, man. This is like being in a room full of crickets. It really is, you know, a dark room full of crickets, you know, and you can't stomp on them. Listen. Listen to that.
They love you. They really, really love you.
No, this is ridiculous. Hold on a second here. This is probably hate stuff coming in. What the hell is this? Oh, I guess it's just email coming. I just wish we could stop the noise. Please stop it, Kathy. Make it go away. Quick. Oh, there you go. No, she didn't. All right, never mind. All right. What is important here? I'm sorry. I'm very easily distracted. Okay, I really am. I'm like a hyperactive child. I'm very easily distracted because I'm pissed off all the time. I wake up angry. I go to bed angry. I've increased now. I'm swimming a mile and a half a day to work off the anger, so I don't have a heart attack. And don't worry about that. You know, you people say, "Oh, you're gonna die." No, I'm not. You know, I have a great doctor, and he keeps real close. I'm worried about Sam Cedar. Sam Cedar has been screaming, on Janine and Sam's program, that he's just been screaming like a madman. I'm worried something's going to happen to him, you know, brain aneurysm or something. But I'm easily distracted, and the click, 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 click was getting to me here. All right, now, time for another break. Oh, that's wonderful. The website is helpamericarecount.org. There are a few tiny little places where this story is being kept alive. On this network, Keith Olbermann's doing it on MSNBC. There are a couple of articles. I think there was an article in the Boston Globe today. But that's kind of it, you know. There's a blackout, a lockdown, a go-away with your tinny-ass, tinfoil-hat story, we don't want to hear it kind of attitude out there. We can't let that happen. Can't let it happen. We let it happen last time. We can't let it happen this time, okay? Go to the website, helpamericarecount.org. Oh, man, this is exhausting, isn't it? Who would have thought that holding on to democracy would be so exhausting? Between us, no, they
won't win. Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. It's Veterans Day, and Bush is cranking out more of them all the time. We'll talk to vets about their service and their commander-in-chief. And Bush might have won re-election, but comedian Judy Gold is still a lesbian. Can she do that? We'll ask her, and we'll check on the end of the world with Rapture Watch on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Before the hour, the stolen election is probably the key issue here that any of us have to even think about. And the one thing that scares the bejesus out of me, I think Randy's program today was a best of show. I guess she's traveling from Florida back to New York, and I didn't have a chance to listen to Unfiltered today. I didn't have a chance to listen to Majority Report. I did watch some Keith Olbermann tonight, and he's trying to keep the story going. And as I mentioned, Boston Globe is now, but we can't let this die. It's going to have to be, obviously, and you knew this, and I knew this. It's going to have to come from the Internet. It's going to have to come from the bloggers. It's going to have to come from the people that say, hell no, I am not going to roll over. And for some reason, those people all seem to exist in the cyber community. What the hell has happened? I keep thinking about Dan Rather tonight, and I just get furious again. Look at this poor soldier sucking on the cigarette. Look like a Marlboro ad. Yeah, well, show me some pictures, Dan. Stop doing for the Bush administration what Monica did for Clinton, Dan. Show me some pictures of the kids blown to pieces. Show me some of that, okay? I am pro-military, Dan. I love the military and its traditions. But it's been turned into one great big whore for this Bush crime family. And I'm waiting for the soldiers to rise up and say, we're not going to take this crap anymore. Of course, that's not going to happen because that's called a mutiny. And when you get in the military, they let you know that the worst thing you can do is disobey an order. It's not blowing up a room full of children. It's disobeying an order. Oh, I know. Legal order, illegal order. Wouldn't you think that every single order handed down the chain of command in this attack on Iraq is illegal because the whole damn event is illegal? It was based on lies. Does nobody remember that? Out there in the media, I'm not talking about you, Truth Seeker. I know you know it, and I know it. HelpAmericaRecount.org. Check out the website. And if you got a couple of bucks, send it. If you don't, okay. But these right-wing crazy people, these neocons, neo-Nazis, these Christ killers, whatever you want to call them on the right, they're all convinced. They're look at Bush's cabinet is shifting and shuffling, and this worm is crawling out, and this worm is crawling on, and, you know, this sneak is leaving, and this killer is going to take his shot now. Oh, here, let me sign up. Oh, that one's tired of all the lies and the murder and the mayhem. Okay, let me come on. Oh, okay, come on. But the right wingers, see, you know, it's like, hey, look, we've got 55 seats in the House, we've got the entire Senate, entire judiciary, a majority in the House, the executive branch, and the media. You little internet bloggers, you're like fleas. And pretty soon now, we're going to get some flea spray out, and you're going to be gone. Well, is that right? Let me tell you something, right wing. What was the worst killing epidemic in comparative numbers to hit the planet? The bubonic plague. And what spread it? That's right. Fleas! Don't give up. I'm not going to talk about this issue every single night for 3 hours. I can't. I can't do it. There's other stuff that's going on. We got to do it. And nobody else on this network's going to do it. And you're not going to be, the people focused on this are going to be talking about it. Bev Harris and Greg Palast and HelpAmericaRecount.org and BlackBoxVoting.org. Yes, this is their mission. But don't let the story die. Please don't let the story die. Please don't let the story die. Meantime, there's a group called Redefeat Bush. You heard about this group? They are organizing a rally at the White House noon tomorrow to protest these massive voting irregularities and the so-called Bush mandate. Huh? Redefeatbush.org. There's another website. Or .com. .com! Redefeatbush.com. But it's scheduled for noon tomorrow, Lafayette Park, right across the street from the White House. They're going to, I don't know, how many people do you think are going to show up? 100? 500? 10? What do you think is going to happen when they do show up? Maybe 50,000 will show up. I have no idea. But here they are. They sent out a press release today. Noon to 2 p.m. tomorrow in front of the White House, redefeatbush.com. If you live in that area, I don't know what to tell you. Go. I know you got to work. You got kids. You can't do it. There's soccer practice. There's lunch. Anyway, tomorrow at noon to protest both the suspicious and highly selective mismanagement of the 2004 election by local authorities in Florida and Ohio. It says here, as well as the escalation of the war in Iraq with the killing underway in Fallujah. Now, I missed this story completely. This is from yesterday. Yesterday, November 9th. This comes from Citizens for Legitimate Government from their website. Can anybody in California, in Los Angeles area, verify this? Here's what it says. At 7:50 p.m., armored tanks showed up at an anti-war protest in front of the federal building in Westwood, part of L.A. The tanks circled the block twice, the second time parking themselves in the street directly in front of the area where most of the protesters were gathered. Enraged, some of the people attempted to block the tanks, but police quickly cleared the street. The people continued to protest the presence of the tanks, but after about 10 minutes, the tanks drove off. It is unclear as to why the tanks were deployed to this location. Anybody else know about that? When I read this, when somebody emailed me, I thought about the Chinese resistor. Remember that photo that day when the tanks were on the way to Tiananmen Square, and the Chinese man with the two shopping bags. Do you remember that? One of the most powerful photographs I have ever or will ever see in my life. And that man stood out there with his two shopping bags. Even when I think about it now, I just want to scream. I want to take a 10-minute break and scream and cry for the emotion that video whipped up in me. There he stood, a man with two shopping bags, standing in front of a line of tanks, for God's sake! And they stopped. And the tank went to the right, and the man scooted to the right. And then the tank went to the left, and the man scooted to the left. And all 6 or 12 or 50 or 1,000 of those tanks came to a grinding halt. Jesus, do you understand? I mean, do you understand what that man said to you and to me? Do you understand what was said there in that moment by that guy, that Chinese man who stood there? Whew. I wonder what happened to him. I wonder if he's dead now. Somebody told that was Tiananmen Square. It was so long ago, wasn't it? Huh? When was that, Kathy? 89? 80-something? 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago. Maybe it didn't even happen. Maybe I just dreamed it. Maybe it was just one of those... thoughts that just float out there. Now, from that to this, and we're going to get to what I talked about last night. We're going to get to it about the religious crazies that really have taken over. I mean, if you're a normal believer in your faith, whatever it is, you must be shocked. If you're an atheist, you must be just terrified, horrified. If you're agnostic, I don't care what you are, whether you have a belief system or not. If you're a normal Christian, a normal Muslim, a normal Jew, you must be just horrified by what you see in this country that now passes for Christianity. It's unbelievable. But let's go from the Chinese guy holding up a line of tanks to this. This is from Tampa. This is the ABC affiliate television station down there reported this. Some of the worst horrors of the war in Iraq are on sale on a DVD at a Tampa gas station. The video desk features the beheading of two Americans. It's a 90-minute video titled "Buried in the Sand." It features the end of Nicholas Berg's life. Remember him? A series of brutally graphic, violent images culminating with the beheadings. Now, the DVD was on a shelf right inside the front door of a Shell station on East Bush Boulevard. Y'all familiar with Tampa? I've got two daughters that live down there. The station's assistant manager couldn't explain why the station was selling it, but he admitted the images made him sick. Now, who's behind it? The movie was produced by two Republicans out of California as part of the campaign propaganda for the Bush crime family. It was meant to counter films like Fahrenheit 9/11. So these animalistic pigs, these Republicans out of California, put together videos showing Americans having their heads lopped off. Have I said tonight yet how much I hate these people?
Angry about 4 more years of lies and cover-ups? Go to www.readmojo.com and subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine, your antidote to corporate and government deception. At readmojo.com, you can get Mother Jones for just $10 a year, over 70% off the newsstand price. This month, read our investigation into how Bush has hurt the military by privatizing 20,000 armed services jobs. Visit readmojo.com today and pick up Mother Jones, your source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you're
you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40 by 60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
When it comes to providing guide dogs for people who are blind or visually impaired, one national organization is taking the lead. The Guide Dog Foundation breeds and trains Labradors and Golden Retrievers to help blind and visually impaired people increase their mobility and independence. The foundation provides transportation to its New York campus, the guide dog, a comprehensive training program, and a lifetime of aftercare services, all free of charge. The benefits to training with a guide dog at the Guide Dog Foundation in Smithtown, New York are many. Among them are small class sizes for personalized attention, a long history of excellence in dog breeding, and a highly skilled professional training staff. The foundation offers a comfortable environment and diverse training areas from country walks to city subways. You know could benefit from the foundation's free services. Call 800-548-4337.
About 9 minutes before the hour, I've got to do this quick. Next hour, as quickly as we can get into it, I want to share some of this this insane Christian stuff with you. Oh my God! But this DVD called titled "Buried in the Sand," showing two Americans being beheaded, sold. You can buy it at this Tampa gas station. Well, probably not for much longer because Shell Oil said they were unaware that this DVD was being sold at a station with their name on it. The company said it would immediately start an investigation, according to ABC News in Tampa. But the movie was actually produced by two Republicans out of California as part of the campaign propaganda just passed. Is there any depth into the sludge of the human race that Republicans won't go into the toilet bowl, into the septic tank, down among the feces and the worms
that Republicans won't go. Can I be more graphic than that? What's more graphic? Worms and feces and boils and pus and filth and degeneracy. Can I go deeper? Is there deeper? I guess not. I guess is there any depth to which these animals, these Republicans, won't go? Capturing those images off the internet, putting it together in a DVD, and then using it to promote the presidency of George W. Bush. It's just so sick. So ABC News, Action News in Tampa, got a hold of one of these thugs, a guy named Rob, R-O-B, Carte, C-A-R-T-E-E. And they asked him about it, and he said, well, I just wanted to get the truth out there and let people know what the face of our enemy was really like. Rob Carte was vague about his distribution agreements and could not explain how the video wound up on the shelves of the gas station. Two Republicans, two filthy, slime-sucking Republicans. God, these people, they're not part of my species. Wolf Blitzer, from the show yesterday, talking to Carl Penhall. Blitzer, the last time we spoke, Carl, on Friday, you're in bed with U.S. Marines. You gave us a very vivid description of the mood of those Marines right now. They're poised, they're ready to move in, they're simply waiting. What's going on today? Penhall. Well, another thing, though, a sobering thought, the Marines were also issued with a so-called kill number today by Navy medics who will accompany them. The kill number is a number that each Marine will write on both hands in indelible ink, that in the event that he is hit, killed, or taken casualty, then that number will identify him. A quick identification number, Wolf. Kill number? Have any of you combat people, veterans, ever heard of that? Is that? I've never heard of that. A kill number that the Marines are ordered to write on both hands in indelible ink? A kill number. So he'll be identified very quickly. Oh, that's Joe Baker. Yeah, he's from Cullman, Alabama, and he was over here fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. And now he's dead. Three members of Iraqi prime puppet Iyad Alawi's family have been kidnapped by gunmen. Huh? Three members of Alawi's family are now, and the kidnappers said, we're going to cut their heads off. A first cousin of the prime minister, the cousin's wife, and another family member were seized from their home in Baghdad Tuesday morning. Spokesman for Alawi told the Reuters news agency, this is a close cousin. Alawi's father and his father are brothers. Really? Well, let's see what happens now. Uh-huh. And in Afghanistan, the president there, the puppet there, the former Unocal oil consultant, who is now the president of Afghanistan, Harbin Karzai, said yesterday that his country has banished terrorism. Now, he said that even as Taliban-linked militants are holding three U.N. hostages and threatening to kill them. There are three hostages. One is from Kosovo, one is from Northern Ireland, and one is from the Philippines. They helped organize Afghanistan's election. Karzai says he's not concerned about the spillover of what he calls copycat terrorism from Iraq. He says, in my opinion, and also in the opinion of many, many Afghans, events in Afghanistan have proven that terrorism has no place in here, that it's defeated, it's gone. All those people being held hostage? Oh, don't look over there, pay no attention. Oh, the fact that we have now become, once again, now that we've killed the dirty, nasty Taliban, the number one exporter of drugs and death and disease globally, with all our opium and the fact that warlords control 80% of the country. This is just like, who writes the script for Harmid Karzai? The same guy that writes the script for John Ashcroft. Ashcroft said the same thing about the United States. Terrorism is dead. Crime is over. We're all safe. It's okay now. God, I need to go get a cup of coffee, Kathy, and
speed things up here. Christian fundamental takeover of America when we come back. We have some news items and websites to share with you tonight that would truly terrify you. Nation Minute is coming up. Have something to write with. You're going to want to write this stuff down, okay? A couple of these websites. They are just, what's the word I'm looking for? Astonishing. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stick around, all right?
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
At least until the draft comes, progressive Americans will not be fleeing to Canada. No, we will stay and fight to retake our country from the forces of extremism and corruption that have set up shop in the White House and Capitol Hill. The first thing we need to do is tackle the way our opponents talk in code, using words that sound moderate to most of us, but mean something completely different to their conservative base. Let's break the code by building a Republican dictionary. Here's a short list I've put together to get us started. Bipartisanship now. When conservative Republicans work together with moderate Republicans to pass legislation Democrats hate. Clarify, verb. Repeating the same lie over and over again. Fiscal conservative, noun. A Republican who is in the minority. Honesty, noun. Lies told in simple declarative sentences. Freedom is on the march. Mandate, noun. What a Republican claims to possess when only 49% of the voting public loathes him instead of 51%. For more, go to thenation.com. I'm Katrina VandenHeuvel for Air America Radio.
This hurts. That's the first sentence in the New Republic magazine's editorial this week. It continues, "We must not expect the Bush administration to rise above its theology, its secrecy, its sympathy for the rich, its easy conscience about the exploitation of the environment, its belief in its own infallibility." Hi, I'm Stephanie Sandberg, president and publisher of the New Republic magazine, the nation's leading journal of politics and the arts. I invite you to read the rest of this editorial, which ends, "This is not the apocalypse, but it is the most formidable challenge to American liberalism in our time." Only in the New Republic magazine.
Subscribe today and save $10 off our best online subscription price and download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289, mention Air America, and save $10 off our best online subscription price.
The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, helping Halliburton. The U.S. ambassador to Kuwait intervened last year to ensure that Halliburton, the oil services company once led by Vice President Dick Cheney, retained a Kuwaiti business as a subcontractor to deliver fuel to Iraq. That's according to documents released today. State Department documents appear to contradict the Bush administration assertion that all decisions involving Halliburton's contract were handled only by career contracting officers for the government. The ambassador's effort was apparently aimed at ensuring the company favored by the Kuwaiti government remained part of the contract, with Iraq experiencing a gasoline shortage after the U.S.-led invasion last year. U.S. officials gave Halliburton the job of obtaining fuel in Kuwait and delivering it to Iraq. That work became part of Halliburton's existing $2.5 billion no-bid work to restore the oil industry in Iraq. The draft report by the Pentagon Audit Agency later disclosed Halliburton and the Kuwaiti subcontractor had overcharged U.S. taxpayers $61 million for gasoline imports. The Pentagon, earlier this year, replaced Halliburton and the Kuwaiti company. Those documents released today by Congressman Henry Waxman of California, the top Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee. George W. Bush nominating Alberto Gonzalez to succeed John Ashcroft as U.S. Attorney General. Gonzalez, the White House counsel. Bush called him a calm and steady voice in times of crisis, the most prominent Hispanic in the Bush administration. Bush seems to be moving pretty quickly on changes for his second term. That agenda includes changes in the Social Security system, the retirement security program created during FDR's New Deal. It's been known since then as the untouchable third rail of politics in America, but that may be about to change. Some details emerging now of what Bush is probably going to propose. He's apparently dusting off an ambitious plan to overhaul Social Security. a controversial program that has been shelved because of politics and the administration focus on tax cuts and terrorism. The Bush plan envisions a framework that would partially privatize Social Security with personal investment accounts like 401k plans. A starting point is the plan proposed by a presidential commission back in 2001 to divert 2% of workers' payroll taxes into private accounts. But that would leave a shortfall in the system of at least $2 trillion to continue funding benefits for current retirees. For future retirees, base benefits would be cut by tying them to inflation instead of wage growth. Bush has not said how that $2 trillion transition cost would be funded. Major obstacles, the record deficits, the desire to make tax cuts permanent, not to mention the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowell.
Radio 4 transmit the sound of insurgency with the new album, Stealing of a Nation. Of a Nation delivers Radio 4's matchless blend of post-punk riffs, dance floor grooves, and politically charged lyrics. Stealing of a Nation, featuring Party Crashers and Absolute Affirmation, is out now on Astroworks at all Tower Records locations.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. As you know by now, Yasser Arafat, PLO leader, is dead. That does not come as a news flash. If you've been following the story, Yasser Arafat, dead at 75. We'll talk more about it, I guess, tomorrow. Welcome back, Christian, Aryan, heterosexual, patriotic truth seekers, and fellow citizens of Bushistan. And again, welcome to the sunrise side of the mountain. A new America for one and for all. Really, are you worried about the takeover of America by the Christian right, which now controls all three branches of government and has a media so intimidated they wet their pants every time this issue comes up? I was watching a little bit of Scarborough Country tonight during the breaks, and he's no different from the rest of them. They're just terrified to take on the Christian right for fear that they'll be, beaten, flayed. They'll be treated the way Christ was treated in Gibson's movie. You know, just they'll get fired. They'll lose their jobs. It's sick, isn't it? The takeover of this country by the Christian right? Those of you who use the web effectively need only surf a little bit, and you'll see how close we are to living in a total theocracy. You know this as well as I do. Nobody talks about this, do they? You might hear some wild-ass talk show hosts like me bring it up. But other than that, you know, do you know how close we are? Can you remember a time in America when it was okay for a president to brag about how God talks to him? Huh? Or how God is in the White House? People talk about, Bush is killing everybody, but God is in the White House. Now this Christian zealot, George W. Bush, who is the mirror image of Osama bin Laden, is going to get to appoint 3, 4, 2 Supreme Court justices. So, look for mandatory teaching of intelligent design in our schools instead of evolution. You're familiar with that, haven't you? When we lived in Chicago, Kathy took some classes in biology, working towards her nursing degree, and she came upon the blind she was assigned to read The Blind Watchmaker, Richard Dawkins' book. And, she was reading it, and she would, every night she would stop and she'd go, "Gee, read this." And so a little bit at a time, I got to read the book, too. If you haven't read The Blind Watchmaker by Richard Dawkins, read it. Anyway, because eventually it'll be banned. You know abortions will be banned, that's a given, but also look for birth control pills to become illegal, prayer in schools. Think I'm exaggerating? Where's that story about, have you heard about the birth control thing? This is spreading like wildfire across the country. Birth control pills, born-again pharmacists who say no, you can't have birth control pills because why? Well, you know, they're little tiny, they're mini abortions. They're little tiny abortions. Where in the hell is that story, Kathy? I lost the story. Oh, well. Oh, here it is. This is in USA Today. Just a couple lines here. For a year, Julie Lacey stopped in a CVS pharmacy near her home in Fort Worth suburb to get refills on her birth control pills. Then one day last March, the pharmacist refused to fill her prescription because she, the pharmacist, did not believe in birth control. Lacey, who's 33, says, "I was shocked. Their job is not to regulate what people take or do. It's just fill the prescription that was ordered by my doctor." Some pharmacists, however, disagree and refuse on moral grounds to fill prescriptions for contraceptives. States from Rhode Island to Washington have proposed laws that would protect such decisions. The decision not to fill a prescription. Mississippi enacted a sweeping statute that went into effect last July that allows health care providers, including pharmacists, to not participate in procedures that go against their conscience. South Dakota and Arkansas already had laws to protect a pharmacist's right to refuse to dispense medicines. 10 other states are considering similar bills this year. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Truth Seeker? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? What about drugs for diabetes? Well, it's God's will you got diabetes, bastard. Die! You have high blood pressure? You're not going to get your lisinopril? It's God's will! Pray that your blood pressure goes down! You have cancer? You're not going to get these painkillers.
It's God's will that you suffer.
You think I'm kidding? The American Pharmacists Association, which has 50,000 members, has a policy that says druggists can refuse to fill prescriptions if they object on moral grounds. Yeah, but they're supposed to make arrangements so a patient can still get the pills. Like if there's two pharmacists, well, I'm not going to give you your birth control pills, ma'am, because that's little teeny abortions. But my friend over here, this atheistic Democrat SOB, he'll fill it for you. Some pharmacists have refused to hand the prescription to another druggist to fill. In Wisconsin, a pharmacist faces possible disciplinary action by the state pharmacy board for refusing to transfer a woman's prescription for birth control pills to another druggist or to give the slip back to her so she could go to another drugstore. The pharmacist says, no, lady, no abortions. Now, we're not talking about the RU 38 or whatever the hell it is, 46, 95, I don't know. We're not talking about the morning after pill. We're talking about birth control pills. Now, let me tell you something. My wife takes birth control pills to regulate her periods. She has, what is it called, POS? PCOS. It was hell for us to get pregnant, but we did. We defeated the Christers, and we got pregnant anyway. We used birth control pills to get her regulated, and then we used a diabetic drug to get her regulated, and then we got pregnant. Do you know how many women in this country use birth control pills for something other than birth control? And it doesn't matter to these people. Well, how do I know you're going to use birth control pills to regulate your period, ma'am? How do I know you're not about to take this prescription and go home and murder little unprotected feti? That's how close we are. That's how close we are. You know one pill that'll never be illegal? Of course you do. Of course you do. Viagra will never be illegal. What about all them little old sperms that come jumping and hopping out? What, are you having intercourse or masturbating? What about all them little bitty sperms, huh? If you're masturbating and you ejaculate into a tissue, look at all, you're killing millions of little teeny babies. Millions. As long as so-called Christian men rule this nation, they'll be able to get all the erections and the ejaculations they want. Think about it. Viagra's legal. How soon before birth control pills won't be? And with illegal, with the idea of abortions being illegal, coming pretty soon. Well, one thing about that, you know, and again, keep in mind, I am anti-abortion. I am as anti-abortion as I could possibly be. But by God, I'm pro-choice. Stop those abortions, and doesn't make any difference. Get them little babies out there and give them 16, 17, 18 years, and then teach them how to kill Arabs and put them in the military. We are so close. We are so close. There's a lawsuit down here. You know, Georgia, I live in the armpit of hell. Now, I know that a lot of other Southerners are going to say, no, man, you don't know what it's like in Mississippi. Man, you don't know what it's like over here in South Carolina. Man, you don't know about Alabama. Look, I live in Atlanta, Georgia area, okay? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know what it's like. We have a suburban county that Newt Gingrich used to represent, Cobb County. And it's a hotbed of Christian Reconstructionists and Aryans and Kluxers and white supremacists and people that don't see anything wrong with a little bit of weekend sport like stringing up a couple of Negroes or burning a couple of Jews. That's Cobb County. That's Cobb County. That's the one that just elected Johnny Isaacson to be a new Republican senator from Georgia. Well, I'll tell you what they're doing in Cobb County in a second when we come back, okay? Teaching creationism in our schools is next. That story when we return. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. As if you didn't know. Everybody's out there looking for a damn pill to make them happy like the old pill used to do. Everybody's out there looking for a new pill.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, pastors. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
All right, before I go on with this religious psychotic stuff, Joe from Texas, one of our combat vets, writes in, Mike, I never heard of a kill number to identify dead soldiers. We use dog tags. Yeah, that's what I thought, Joe. I don't know. A kill number. Dear God. The Christian thing. I want to share some stories with you, but first, your homework assignment was to go to objective.jesussave.us or .us, and I hope you did. It looks more and more like a parody site, but if it is, it is genius. It is genius. But if you follow some of the links, this is why I can't believe it's a parody site. If you follow some of the links, it's real stuff. Which may be the point. And so many of these are aimed at kids, trying to get them early and teach them the truth about gays, about evolution, about racial issues. Some of these sites make Trent Lott look like a moderate. You try to say it. Did you do your homework? Here in Cobb County, a couple of years ago, The people who believe in the talking snake theory of creation, you know, there is no 14 billion years away. God created the heavens and the earth 5,964 years ago, brother. And anything that tries to tell you different is from Satan in hell and will devour your soul and your mama and your children. So don't listen to it. The textbooks, the scientific, the science, the biology textbooks in Cobb County that taught evolution. The crazies came out with, well, now we have to insert into the textbook that says evolution is just a theory. It's one of many theories, and it's not fact. So don't forget that. Talk to your minister. And Cobb County School Board, well, of course, you know, they're psychopaths. Everyone who lives in Cobb County, even the liberals, are crazy. The liberals are crazy for staying there. And everybody, okay, let's do it. Yeah, let's put that in the textbook. My uncle wasn't a monkey. So now a lawsuit's been filed by some parents who don't really believe that, who say, wait a second, damn it, science is science, religion is religion, and there's a lawsuit that's working its way through the courts. So they're going to have a jury trial. This is going to be rich. Oh, I can't wait to hear what some of the testimony is. This is like Scopes trial. Is it Scopes trial? William Jennings Bryan, and who is related to you, right, Kathy? It's in your family. Yeah, how far back?
Yeah, but that's very embarrassing. He was a great uncle of mine, but he was on the wrong side of that issue.
I know. I'm just trying. You know, I've always wanted to be married to somebody famous. Now I am. So shut up. All right. William Jennings Bryan and who was the other guy? Oh God. Oh no. I'm having another brain fart, and I'm going to get 50 emails. Don't tell me. It'll come to me. All right. But they're going to have this trial out here in Cobb County where they're going to try to keep the insert in. Clarence Darrell. They're going to try to keep the insert in. No, get the insert out. No, get the insert in. No, get it out. No, get it in. What is this? I read Kansas, the Kansas Board of Education, the State Board of Education, now is back in the hands of the creationists. What is going on, huh? What is going on? Now, you want to see Christ's real take on evolution? Send your kids to ChristianAnswers.net. Eh? ChristianAnswers.net. You writing this down? This is for the weekend when you got nothing to do. Oh, God, you ought to go to some of these sites. Here's another one. www.letterk4t.com. K4T.com. That stands for Kids for Truth. Now, that website, K4T.com, That teaches biblical truths about gays. Interracial marriage. Evolution. How people used to live for 900 years. You know, scientific stuff like that. Now, forget teaching Darwin. Check this one out. Arky.org. That's A-R-K-Y. A-R-K-Y.org. This is for biblical literature on scientific creationism. Or what do they call it? It's like the Ark, like Noah's Ark. Arky, A-R-K-Y.org. And then there's, now those are for kids. Now, there's some fun sites for grown-ups, like NAAWP.com. NAAWP.com. And be sure to check out the general store there. They sell Caucasian blue jeans for whites only. And, of course, one of your favorites, I know you've been there, GodHatesFags.com. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? That sorry little demon who wanders around looking for, he had a field day in the 80s and mid-90s when so many Americans who happened to be gay were dying of AIDS. This poor bastard would just run around all over the place, going to funerals and standing across the street. Burn in hell, you little demon! Burn in hell! God hates fags! And there's another one. Aryan-nations.org. General anti-black, anti-Jew hate site. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I don't have much to offer him.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Ready to get your Goodyears? Get to Goodyear while all Goodyear tires are on sale now through November 27th and save on Goodyear brand tires. Buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $75 rebate. For everyday low prices and up to a $75 rebate, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Hurry to get your Goodyears today. And check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in rebate offer ends November 27th.
Be a part of New York's Olympic bid. Come to the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. and join Governor Pataki, Mayor Bloomberg, and Olympians, including Athens gold medal winner Justin Gatlin, the world's fastest man, in this historic celebration of the city's Olympic bid. Be among the first 5,000 people to arrive, and you'll receive a special limited edition New York City bid pin. Come out this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge. Visit nyc2012.com for details. Let the dreams begin.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day.
for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Maturity Report.
Here's what we have to do this time, though. We don't go to sleep. We don't wake up to the fact that 50,000 black people were disenfranchised in Florida because we see it in a documentary that Michael Moore puts out 3 years later. We have to be on top of this now. We have to maintain this intensity now, and we've got to carry this through. This is a project. This is a long-term project. And unless you want to be living in some type of Clockwork Orange type of world, this is what you're going to have to do.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 25 before the hour. Now, there's a couple more websites here. This one contains a special message to liberals. It is kingidentity.com. kingidentity.com/lib.html. Try that one. kingidentity.com/lib.html. Now, if you want to see a website put out there by the Council of Conservative Citizens, they are the bastard children of the Klan. You want to see some really nasty photos of mutilated bodies? Is this the lynch photos, Kathy? They're just okay. And this is really Christian of these people. It's their website, COFCC.org, Council of Conservative Citizens, COF like Frank, CC.org. And then there's one that mentions the fact that probably Einstein, being a Jew, was the Antichrist because of what Einstein put out there for the rest of the world to absorb. And that is the ChristianSeparatist.org website. ChristianSeparatist.org. Now, there's another one, a well-written site, proving there's nothing scarier than educated white supremacists. You know, a lot of people think they're just knuckle-draggers who live up in the hills in North Georgia or northern Alabama or in the hollers in Kentucky and Tennessee. No, not true. Not true at all. Some of these white supremacists, some of these Christian psychopaths are very well-educated. Try this one. It's the American Renaissance website. It's A-M-R-E-N, Amren, like American Renaissance, Amren.com. Check that one out. Now, I've given you some websites for your fun and frivolity, for your leisurely perusal. How about my senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, sent this in, about James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family. This guy has a bigger audience on the radio than Limbaugh, by a factor of two, I think. An enormous audience. And this is from an article, The Wall of Separation, not written by Dobson, but written by someone else. It says, on the eve of destruction, Dobson unveils a gay plot to end the world. Gays. Are you homosexual? Are you a gay man or a lesbian to listen to the program tonight? Will you let me in on the plot, how y'all are going to end the world? What are you going to do? Suck it to death? Kathy? Come on. I can say the word suck on radio. I mean, suck face, like kiss.
But that is really reducing.
No, it's
sexual.
No. Oh, leave me alone. My little censor sits in here. What do you pay? You get a separate paycheck from Air America Radio, don't you, that says keep Malloy in line, right? You know what I mean. Everybody knows what I mean. Here's what it says. Oh, look, how can I say anything that's obscene after I tell this audience that James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, says there's a gay plot to end the world? What, do you think if I say suck it to death that up against a gay plot to end the world?
No, I'm just saying it sounds a little bit bigoted or something. Why not say decorate it to death?
Oh, bat
or
squeeze.
Flounce it
Drape it
to death.
All right, I'll tell you why. Because the Christian right, they don't give a damn if somebody wants to decorate things. It's the sucking part they can't stand. What do you mean?
Actually, it's the other part, I think, that bothers me.
All right. Here's what it says. Over the years, religious right activists have blamed gay people for everything from the fall of the Roman Empire to the rise of Nazi Germany. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family, took this line of thinking to its logical conclusion recently when he asserted that gays will usher in the end of the world. Speaking at a political rally in Oklahoma, October 22nd, Dobson blasted gays as sexually promiscuous radicals on crushing traditional marriage. Dobson assured the audience, homosexuals are not monogamous. They want to destroy the institution of marriage. It will destroy marriage. It will destroy the earth. According to a report in the Oklahoman, Dobson asserted that marriage is collapsing in nations that tolerate same-sex unions. As an example, he said that 80% of all children in Norway are born out of wedlock. As usual, Dobson got the facts wrong. Just under 50% of births in Norway are out of wedlock, not 80, and the trend got underway in the 70s, long before that nation began recognizing same-sex unions in 1993. See, in Norway, if you want to get laid, you get laid, you know, and nobody's going to say, are you getting laid? Now, Norway has a very low abortion rate. Therefore, hello, see, there it is. Whoops, there it is. If you don't do abortions and you're going to have sex, you're going to have babies. And I bet you there are Norwegians that have those babies out of wedlock love them. I bet they just love them to pieces, right? Little babies. Hi. Hello, Olaf. Welcome to Norway. No, you're not aborted. You're alive. Yeah, and Mom and Daddy are not married, and that's the way it is. It's okay. We love you. Now, to Dobson, see, that's a crime. That's a sin. You see, in Norway, the majority of unmarried couples who have children live together. The arrangement is so common, it has a name. Samborskap. That's the name. Samborskap. The government treats couples like this more or less the same as married couples, which may explain why some never bother to officially tie the knot. They already get the same benefits. But according to this sick, psychopathic James Dobson, look, over there in Norway, the queers. No, sir, it's not queers. It's non-queers. People like you, Mr. Dobson, non-queers. In any case, Dobson never bothered to explain why same-sex partnerships would lead heterosexual couples anywhere to stop getting married. Well, of course not. Like other religious right leaders, he frequently makes the assertion that because two things occur roughly the same time, one must have caused the other. You know, like when a rooster crows, that makes the sun come up to these brain-dead monsters, right? Oh, well. James Dobson is he's the one that, for the most part, flies under the major radar. You know, when we jump on somebody on the religious right, we usually come down on this sick, ghoulish-looking guy from Virginia. Well, they're both from Virginia, Falwell, and then on the other end of Virginia, Robertson. But Dobson, you know, this smiley, evil little man, oh, my God. You ever listen to his program? Oh, you got to listen to it some. Well, I don't know. Now, this is a letter written by Earl Balboa of Washington Township, and I think my senior correspondent sent this to me. I don't know. But there's a letter in the newspaper in Washington Township, and I don't know what Washington Township. It's titled, Jesus Speaks Through the Republicans. This is very quick. I hope the election of George W. Bush is seen as a wake-up call to all the liberal Democrats who oppose God's will. It is his doing that George W. Bush is still our president. Millions of born-again Christians help with this election through our prayers and votes. Jesus speaks through the Republicans. The Democrats will not be able to win elections until they renounce their sinful ways and stop encouraging abortions, gayness, and try to take away our guns. Oh, laugh, Malloy. Laugh. Go ahead. Pretend like it's funny. Go ahead, laugh. It's not funny. According to freelance journalist Wayne Madsen, you ever read his stuff? He writes for, who does he write for? He writes for a lot of publications, hence he's a freelancer. He writes for New Catholic Times. He writes for all sorts of publications. But according to freelance journalist Wayne Madsen, quote, George W. Bush's bloodlust, his repeated commitment to Christian beliefs, and his constant reference to evildoers in the eyes of many devout Catholic leaders bear all the hallmarks of the one warned about in the book of Revelation, the Antichrist. Madsen is a, he writes for Counterpunch occasionally. He says that people close to the Pope claim that amid these concerns, the pontiff wishes he was younger and in better health to confront the possibility that Bush may represent the person prophesied in Revelation. John Paul II, who's just as sick as the rest of them where it concerns religion, but never mind. John Paul II has always believed the world was on the precipice of the final confrontation between good and evil, as foretold in the New Testament. Before he became Pope Carl Cardinal Wojtyla, I can't say it, when he was a cardinal, he said, "We are now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has gone through. I do not think that wide circles of the American society or wide circles of the Christian community realize this fully. We are now facing the final confrontation between the church and the Antichrist, as the gospel versus the gospel versus the anti-gospel." The Pope, as you remember, worked to convince leaders of nations on the UN Security Council to oppose Bush's war resolution on Iraq, right? Vatican sources, according to this, claim they had not seen the Pope more animated and determined since he fell ill to Parkinson's. In the end, the Pope did convince the leaders of Mexico, Chile, Cameroon, and Guinea to oppose the U.S. resolution. Madsen, the writer, contends that, quote, Bush is a dangerous right-wing ideologue who couples his political fanaticism with a neo-Christian blood cult. Yeah, he does. It's awful. It's just awful. Does any of this bother you? Let's supposing you're not gay. Your skin is, you are encased in a Caucasian body. through no action on your part, dummy. You're not gay. You're encased in a Caucasian body. With any luck, you're male. You vote Republican. Does any of this stuff scare you? Because you're going to die too. You know, when they bring about Armageddon, do you think there's going to be a little island over here? Okay, it's safe here. No nuclear fallout here. We're safe here. No, that's not what's going to happen. Because these Christian Armageddonists, they want a massive pyramid of bodies that reach all the way up to heaven so Christ can step out of a cloud and say, hi, oh, this is good, this is good, this is good, lots of death. Okay, I'm coming back. How deep is the blood down there on earth, on earth, on earth, on earth? Oh, it's only 4 feet deep, deep. I want it deeper, 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 deeper. That's what these people believe. I am not saying that's the message of Christ. I happen to have deep respect for the message of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about these Christian millennialists or Armageddonists, these perverters of Christ. It's so sick. How did this happen? How did this happen? How did this happen? Now, at the objective.jesussave.us, they had a thing, a creation science fair. Did you ever do a science fair when you were a kid? They had a creation science fair. Yeah. And this was back in, when was this? I want to share with you the winners of the major prizes in the three age groups, okay, of the Christian Science Fair, Creation Science Fair. It's great fun here when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
There must be over 50,000 screaming love and more for you. Every one of 50,000 would do whatever you asked him to. Keep them yelling their devotions, but add a touch of hate at Rome. You will rise to a greater power. We will win ourselves a home.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
With over 18,000 car accidents every day, you need to be prepared.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It could happen to you.
You okay? Yeah, I think so.
That's why quality car insurance is important. You want to be well protected, and you want a good price. People who switched to Allstate saved an average of $278 a year. That may surprise people who thought Allstate was expensive.
Call 1-866-ALLSTATE to see how much their knowledge and experience can help you save. You don't have to wait for your current policy to expire. Call 1-866-ALLSTATE and start saving now.
Quality car insurance should be affordable. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Savings based on information reported by 4,103 new customers who purchased from an Allstate Customer Information Center. Actual savings will vary. Insurance subject to availability and qualifications. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Indemnity Company, and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Psst, hey, big guy. We won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs. Soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right. Crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. InstantTabs.com provides a 3 to 5 minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting, Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Your host for a Peance Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Now, we're all going to burn in hell. Now, let me say something. Please, I understand objective.jesussave.us is a parody site, okay? The other sites I gave you are not parody sites. The objective.jesussave.us is brilliant, brilliant satire. It's beyond anything I have ever seen. It is that brilliant. Okay? So, you know, for the folks who are emailing me, say, hey, that's a parody site, Mike. Duh. But the other ones I'm giving you are not. Now, from that site, this is from the Creation Science Fair. I love these. First place for the elementary school level. The first place exhibit was entitled, My Uncle is a Man Named Steve, Not a Monkey. Cassidy Turnbull, grade 5, presented her Uncle Steve. She also showed photographs of monkeys and invited fairgoers to note the difference between her uncle and the monkeys. She tried to feed her uncle bananas, but he declined to eat them. Cassidy has conclusively shown that her uncle is no monkey. The middle school level, first place, went to Patricia Lewis in grade 8. She did one called Life Doesn't Come From Non-Life. Patricia did an experiment to see if life can evolve from non-life. She placed all the non-living ingredients of life, carbon, she used a charcoal briquette, purified water, and assorted minerals. For this, she used a multivitamin. She put it all in a sealed glass jar. The jar was left undisturbed, being exposed only to sunlight for 3 weeks. Patricia also prayed to God not to do anything miraculous during the course of the experiment so as not to disqualify the findings. No life evolved. This shows that life cannot come from non-life through natural processes. So there. Now, on the high school level, first place went to using prayer to micro-evolve latent antibiotic resistance in bacteria. Two girls, Eileen and Linda, did a project showing that how the power of prayer can unlock the latest gene or the latent genes in bacteria, allowing them to micro-evolve antibiotic resistance. E. coli bacteria cultured in agar-filled petri dishes were subjected to the antibiotic tetracycline. The bacteria cultures were divided into two groups. One group received prayer, while the other didn't. The prayer was as follows: Dear Lord, please allow the bacteria in group A to unlock the antibiotic-resistant genes that you saw fit to give them at the time of creation. Amen. The process was repeated for 5 generations, with prayer being given at the start of each generation. In the end, Group A was significantly more resistant than Group B to both antibiotics. This is funny stuff. Now, on a non-parody site, ChristianAnswers.net, there's a question. Did Adam have a belly button? This is for kids now. This is not for you. This is for kids. Did Adam have a belly button? I believe we can say, no, Adam didn't. Neither did Eve. Why? Because your belly button, or tummy button, as it's sometimes called, is a sign that you were once attached to your mother. And so on, and so on. Now, what was the other one? The one you had up on the screen here, Kathy? What was that one? Oh, that's about Cain. Yeah, because I always wondered that. Cain and Abel, 2 kids. Adam and Eve had 2 kids, Cain and Abel. But then in, what is it in Genesis? It says, And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And the question always was, where did Cain's wife come from, right? There was only Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve. So well, what's going on here? So this website, which one is this? Oh, this is for kids. Letter K, numeral 4, letter T, K4T.com. For years, many people have doubted the Genesis account of creation because of the supposed problem of Cain and his wife. The simple answer is that Cain's wife was either his sister or a niece. This is for kids! In our way of thinking, this would cause some problems. But we will show that for Cain, this was not a problem statistically, genetically, or culturally. If you don't know what any of those words mean, now would be a great time to grab a parent and have him go through this answer with you. And then they have a chart. The chart assumes a lifespan of 900 years. The first child of each reproducing couple is born at age 50. Each couple has 500 childbearing years, and one child is born to each couple during every 5 years. My God, at the end of this thing, there are 4,917,014,660 people. You can see that Cain would have had quite a selection for a wife. Did you know that? Right? And, oh, my God, did you know there were 5 billion people on the planet back, I don't know, in 50 years? Oh, God. I need some coffee. Kathy, I really need some coffee here. Quick break. We'll be back. We are going to come back to your phone calls. But anything you got to say from this point on is going to be really boring after what we've been through for the past hour, right? Just kidding. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has died at the age of 75. His death was confirmed by Chief Palestinian Negotiator and Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat. A former deputy speaker of the Israeli parliament says President Bush's re-election and Arafat's death offer what she calls a real window of opportunity for a serious return to Mideast peace talks. Naomi Hazan says that Bush's post-election remarks that he plans to pursue creation of a viable Palestinian state alongside Israel is encouraging.
There is probably now a window of opportunity that will be there for a couple of months, and it has to be capitalized on immediately.
Hazan was one of the negotiators on the 2003 comprehensive Mideast peace agreement known as the Geneva Accord. John Ashcroft's replacement as Attorney General has been nominated. President Bush has tapped White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez to fill the vacancy created by Ashcroft's resignation. The 49-year-old Gonzalez is a longtime trusted advisor to Bush and a former Texas Supreme Court justice.
This is the fifth time I have asked Judge Gonzalez to serve his fellow citizens, and I am very grateful he keeps saying yes.
If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Gonzalez would be the nation's first Hispanic attorney general. While governor of Texas, Bush appointed Gonzalez as a justice to the state Supreme Court in 1999. The terror threat level for financial areas in and around New York and Washington, D.C. has been lowered. The government downgraded the threat level from orange or high to yellow or elevated. The alert level had been raised August 1st, prompted by intelligence that Al-Qaeda was targeting buildings. It was the first time the alert level had been raised for a specific region and sector. 3 days into an offensive in Fallujah, U.S. and Iraqi forces now control nearly three-quarters of that city. Intense clashes involving airstrikes, shelling, and mortars mix with periods of relative calm. Marine Lieutenant General John Sattler says fighting in urban areas is, quote, very close and very violent. To some, it's a day off from work or school, and others think of shopping and sales. But Veterans Day means a lot to many who have served their country. Connecticut Veterans Affairs Commissioner Linda Schwartz says anyone who wants to understand the significance of Veterans Day need look no further than the news coming out of Iraq.
And seeing young men and women going into harm's way to protect the freedom of others, and to just think back over the ages from the founding of this nation, that has been something that our country has always asked our young people to do more than any other nation on earth.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Unfiltered. Thursday on Unfiltered. George Michael sang about it. Ashcroft drools over it. It's faith, and we've got a buttload. We park at a pew in the Church of Clinton with Simon Rosenberg of the New Democrat Network. Plus, director-producer Bill Couturier shares some letters from home from American troops in Iraq.
Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour?
A couple of items here very quickly. Shelby at radiopower.org answered the question I had about the guy who stared down the line of Chinese tanks, Tiananmen Square. I should have known this. Thanks, Shelby. His name was Wang Wei Lin. He was executed 14 days after Tiananmen Square. Probably one of the most heroic acts of the 20th century. That man standing there in front of that. Wang Wei Lin, executed 14 days after Tiananmen Square. Now, a couple of you have emailed me about the site. What's the name of it that we were just looking at with Send the Money for the Recount? It's, right there. Yeah, that's it. HelpAmericaRecount.org. HelpAmericaRecount.org. I got a couple of emails from people who said, I'm trying to donate money, and it just takes me right back to the main page. Apparently, when I mentioned that, there was such a response that I think it might have crashed that page. It did not crash the site, but I think it might have. So just keep trying. If you can't do it tonight, try it tomorrow. HelpAmericaRecount.org. And again, they're not talking about a lot of money here from each one of us. They're talking about, you know, $5, $10. That's it. You know, that's it. And I know some people have already contributed to blackboxvoting.org. Okay, that's fine too. You know, I mean, every single one of us. Me included, I'm at the head of the line, man. Every one of us has got to decide how much it's worth to do this. Is it worth $10 to try to save our form of government? Is it worth 20? Think about the man standing. Oh, this is a cheap shot, Malloy, but I can't help it. Think about the man standing in front of the line of tanks. How much was it worth it to him? What happened to him? I know that's not fair for me to bring that up, is it? And I feel like a real schmuck doing it. But I can't get the guy out of my head. So you deal with it too, all right? There's a man standing there in front of a line of tanks. What did they have in Tiananmen Square? A Statue of Liberty. Oh, my God. Do you remember that? Come on. I know it's 15 years ago. Some of you weren't, well, you were born, but yeah, okay. Wang Wei Lin, he's dead now. He was dead within 2 weeks. So I don't know. I don't have, you know, I'm like you. All I've got is questions. I have no answers. Nothing. I have nothing. I'm as lost in the wilderness here as you are. I don't know what the hell to do either. So when I hear from Greg Palast or Bev Harris or this, what's the website again? Recount America. Now, what is it? Come on, Kathy. Damn it. I just can't, you know, I can't think tonight. Oh, God. HelpAmericaRecount.org. Why am I having a blank on that? You know, when I hear about them, and Bev Harris talks about, you know, send them some money, help this thing get going, helpamericarecount.org, I'm just like you. I'm digging around in my pockets. I'm saying, okay, how much have I got? What can I do here? Did we pay the mortgage this month yet? Okay. We're going to be off next week. Is it next week? The week after. Is our week off paid for? Did we send the money? Do we have $50, $20? What do we got, Kathy? $5? Whatever. You know, $10. But it does get down to that question. How much is it worth? How much is it worth to force this issue? You and I both know I don't care if Peter Jennings comes on his newscast and gets all patronizing and smarmy and kind of prickish with us all about, well, there's some stories circulating around the internet, you know, and they just won't go away. Here's Jake Tapper. Jake, set these dorks straight. Okay, there's no theft. Come on. I don't care about that. Do you care about that? So, you know, you dig around, shuffle through your you know, some extra bucks if you got it, and, you know, and I do the same, and we send it off, and we get the money in. So if that page, the donation page, crashed tonight because you people took it real seriously, all right, try it tomorrow. All right? All right. Oh, one last thing, and then I want to come to your phone calls. Did you see this? It's from IslamOnline.net, the English language version. You know, a lot of people are going to say, well, Malloy, that's IslamOnline.net. Come on. But the Dateline Fallujah today, U.S. troops are reportedly using chemical weapons and poisonous gas in a large-scale offensive on the Iraqi resistance of Fallujah. A grim reminder of Saddam Hussein's gassing of the Kurds in 1988. An Iraqi doctor who requested anonymity told Al-Quds Press, quote, U.S. troops have sprayed chemical and nerve gases on resistance fighters, turning them hysterical in a heartbreaking scene, yada, yada, yada. Do you believe it? Huh? Do you believe it? You know it is Islam Online. Right? Huh? Huh? We haven't even gotten to Gonzalez yet, you know. Bush's appointment, Alberto Gonzalez. Wow. The AmericanProgress.org has a whole record of Alberto's injustice. Especially in White House, as White House counsel, he approved the memo authorizing torture. According to Newsweek, the memo was drafted after White House meetings convened by Bush's chief counsel, Alberto Gonzalez, along with Defense Department General Counsel William Haynes and Dick Cheney's lawyer, David Addington. The memo included the opinion that laws prohibiting torture, quote, do not apply to the president's detention and interrogation of enemy combatants, end quote. Further, the memo puts forth the opinion that the pain caused by an interrogation must include, quote, injuries such as death, organ failure, or serious impairment of body functions in order to constitute torture, end quote. Now, this is your Christian administration. In order to qualify as torture, it has to include death, organ failure, or serious impairment of body functions. Huh? Gonzalez believes many Geneva Conventions provisions are obsolete. A memo written July 25, 2002, written by Gonzalez, said, quote, the war against terrorism is a new kind of war, and this new paradigm renders obsolete Geneva's strict limitations on questioning of enemy prisoners and renders quaint some of its provisions. The memo then pushes to make al-Qaeda and Taliban detainees exempt from the Geneva Convention's provisions on the proper legal treatment of prisoners. And we wonder why they're cutting off the heads of Americans, any American they can get their hands on? Huh? Could it possibly be because the Bush crime family has declared conventions regarding war and treatment of prisoners and hostages null and void? Gonzalez admitted that his views could undermine U.S. military culture. The memo of January 25, 2002 shows Gonzalez was aware of the risk that ignoring the Geneva Conventions could create for the military. One concern expressed is that failing to apply the Geneva Conventions, quote, could undermine U.S. military culture, which emphasizes maintaining the highest standards of conduct in combat and could introduce an element of uncertainty in the status of adversaries, end quote, which is exactly what happened at Abu Ghraib. This is the guy that Bush said, oh, yeah, he's my friend. He's been with me for a long time. He's going to be new attorney general. Uncle Dick said so. And it goes on and on and on. Now, Democrats today on the, is it Judiciary Committee that has to approve this this killer, this thug, this Christian pervert? Democrats said, oh, yeah, he'll be confirmed. Sure, he'll be confirmed. The Democrats said that. The Republicans are just sitting back going, oh, What are the Democrats saying? Not that it matters, but what are they saying? Oh, they're saying he'll be confirmed. Oh, that's good. Throw him a bone. Throw him something. I don't know. Fill up their water dish. Give him something. I don't care. You know. Alberto Gonzalez. The Geneva Convention provisions are obsolete. Kill them all. Rip their hearts out while they're still beating. Let's get medieval. No. Let's get like the Aztecs.
From the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Yeah, driving to Valero. For all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
When it comes to providing guide dogs for people who are blind or visually impaired, one national organization is taking the lead. The Guide Dog Foundation breeds and trains Labradors and Golden Retrievers to help blind and visually impaired people increase their mobility and independence. The foundation provides transportation to its New York campus, the guide dog, a comprehensive training program, and a lifetime of aftercare services, all free of charge. The benefits to training with a guide dog at the Guide Dog Foundation in Smithtown, New York are many. Among them are small class sizes for personalized attention, a long history of excellence in dog breeding, and a highly skilled professional training staff. The foundation offers a comfortable environment and diverse training areas from country walks to city subways. If you or someone you know could benefit from the foundation's free services, call 800-548-4337.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited. The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush was the president. That's what you're talking about.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
I could go on and on about Gonzalez, but maybe we'll do that tomorrow. 22 past the hour. All right. This is talk radio, right? We're supposed to take some calls. That's right. That's what we're supposed to do. Sorry. Eric is calling from Oklahoma. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. This is interesting because I'm a Christian fundamentalist and a kind of a conservative, and I think that what you're calling Christianity, what you're railing against, is has nothing to do with Christianity.
Well, absolutely. That's my point exactly. I'm glad you got it. What is passing for Christianity out there is the most horrific perversion of the teachings of Christ that I have ever seen.
Well, you know, it's like neo-Christianity, neo-conservatism, neo-Nazism, neo-fascism, anything with a neo in front of it, you know.
Bad news.
And and I'm a literalist. I believe in that the Bible is the inspired word of God. But in Revelations it says, for they had not the love of the truth, I will send them a strong delusion. I think that we as a Christian nation are experiencing the strong delusion. And you might not be a millennialist, you might not share any of my views, but it's very interesting how the political end is using the religious end to bring about, even if you don't believe in it, they are bringing about a cataclysmic period. It is Antichrist, man, you know?
Yeah, if I were a divinity of any sort, and trust me on this one, Eric, you and I disagree on probably 99.9% of what you just said. I don't believe any of it. But I respect your calling this program to voice your opinion. So I'm not going to get medieval on you here. But,
you're not going to debate theology or get into doctrine.
No. I'm just not going to go there. But let me put it this way: let's supposing I did believe any of this and believed in God and His Son Jesus and all this stuff. It would seem to me that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would be very angry if he thought that human beings were trying to advance his agenda a little bit more, a little bit faster than he might want to do it. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree. See, when we as a nation go to war and blow up third world countries, people who, a lot of these people live in basically adobe huts, man, they think that we are the great Satan. I would not disagree with them. What we're doing in Iraq now is a crime against humanity. We're actually worse than Saddam Hussein. I say we, as in the collective we. I'm very ashamed. I voted for Bush. Okay, the first time. I guess I was scammed. I feel very betrayed, as a matter of fact, by the whole agenda that they've propagated. Because he presented himself as a Christian, as moral. I like that. I like moral. I like good. I like nice. But he is none of these things. I don't know about Bush himself as a man, but the cabinet behind him are evil, treacherous, traitorous bastards, basically.
Well, you and I agree 100% on that one. All right, Eric, thanks. I appreciate your call. I wish things were different in this country. I wish we lived in a country where, you know, Christians could go to church on Sunday and Wednesday night, if you were brought up Baptist like I was. Muslims could go to their mosque, Jews could go to their temple, and everybody would, you know, just kind of declare a moratorium in the political realm. You know, believe what you want to believe. To me, religion or spirituality or the belief in a divine presence or not a divine presence is such a highly personal a state of consciousness that, you know, I hate what has happened to religion as a concept. I am totally anti-religious. I have to be. You've heard the program, Eric. You know, I haven't waffled my words. I'm real upfront about that. And if the day comes when I stand in front of a pearly gate somewhere with you know, some cloud being sitting there tapping his desk saying, boy, you really screwed up, didn't you, Malloy? Then I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to look him in the eye and say, yep, sure did.
Well, people that live with passion and honesty, I think God respects that. You know, let me make something perfectly clear. Karl Rove has manipulated, he's played the Christians like a fine-tuned fiddle. These people are masters of manipulation. One of my best friends is a pastor, and he's my buddy. We've gone on missionary trips to South America together. He has a church of 1,500. We've really studied this. We've got into this, and we just basically reject their whole agenda. And we're Assemblies of God, as a matter of fact. A lot of the pastors in the Assemblies of God movement are very pro Bush. We've looked at this as like, man, this is very dark, and we've tried to influence people to think for themselves.
Well,
and definitely read their Bible and study it, because if you are a Christian and you read your Bible, you will understand that what is going on right now is a perversion and a manipulation of your belief.
Well, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. And Eric, like I said, you and I disagree on 99.9% of what we're talking about here, but I do respect you, and I thank you for calling in. All right? You have a nice evening.
Peace, man.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. And your phone calls. All you folks have been holding on for just longer than I've ever seen anybody hold on in talk radio. I'm going to try to get every one of your phone calls here before we break for the evening. Okay, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers, better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, split. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Randy Rhodes.
I know Republicans are gloating. You will be sorry when you see us invade Iran. You will be sorry when you see a draft. You will be sorry when you see that China owns our country. Saudi Arabia owns America. I will not believe that Americans didn't see through this presidency and realize that it was a warmongering, profiteering scheme. And there is no way that we were offered courage and we chose cowardice.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. King David, our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief, is checking in. King David, welcome to the program.
Hello. The Snopes trial. I thought that was Spencer Tracy and Frederick March.
Well, it really was. You've been holding on since we said that?
Yes, I have.
Well, bless your heart.
Well, I try. What can I say? I have to question... Actually, how many of these fundamentalist Christians that there actually are in this country?
Oh, millions.
The way I'm looking at it is in almost every single community in this country, there is at least one TV station that is run by a fundamentalist organization.
Yeah.
Here, I'm calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
At 10 o'clock every weekday, you have on Channel 23, they wind up with something from Family Net, which is the Southern Baptist TV network.
Right.
Channel 44 is owned and operated by Trinity Broadcasting.
Oh, I love that one.
And Channel 67, which is the NBC affiliate here, actually at 10 o'clock they carry Pat Robertson's show.
Ah, great fun. Yeah, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Neo-Christian hotbed of Middle America.
And the thing is, you know, between the three of these stations,
mm-hmm.
they cannot garner an a collective audience that will beat Bob Barker.
Well, but religious programming is paid programming. They don't need advertising. You know this.
Right.
This is the terminally brain dead that send in money to keep this stuff on the air. You know, you can't make the mortgage payment. Grandma can't get her her glucophage. No problem. Send in the money to Reverend Brittle Goose so he can keep his program on the air and bring the truth to to apostate liberal America.
But
so
wouldn't they still show up somewhere in the Nielsens, because PBS does, right?
I'm sure the television station does, but paid programming, no, paid programming doesn't count. It's not even considered because it's paid. It's people buying, and in theory, there are no commercials. The religious programming, there's no commercials. There's just, whatever the program itself puts out there. If they've got videotapes to sell or albums to sell or magic crucifixes or little prayer cloths or little toad frogs that do the Lord's Prayer backwards in Sanskrit, whatever it is, they control all that and they sell it and they make the money. So, no, they don't show up. There's no Nielsen for that kind of stuff.
I just can't believe that Meredith Vieira actually has more, it seems to have more pull than these folks do.
Well, it's true. It's true, David.
And it's true. And then they're supposed to be able to to allegedly tip the election in a certain direction. I just can't buy that. I'm sorry. It's just.
Well, I think they do tip it, but you have two things at work here. You have, first of all, the cheating, the lying, and the theft. And then secondly, you have the preachers, and you have the magic television stations and the prayer costs and the toad frogs that do the Lord's Prayer backwards in Sanskrit, and you have all this stuff working together to get these people out there. They have taken the Christian faith and hoarded it into something unrecognizable. The Christianity in this country practiced by these people is nothing more than a prostitute standing under a street lamp at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, look, $5, pals, and I'll give it to you for $5. That's how they have treated the words of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just unreal. All right, King David, let me move on.
I gotta go ahead.
Squeeze in some more callers here. Thank
okay.
you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Jerky, our bureau chief at large, is checking in. Jerky, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, considering.
Yeah.
But
is your ear sweaty from holding on the phone all this time?
I had it on speaker until I heard my name.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
I'm as proud as as you are of Keith Olbermann and Randy Rhoads and Bev Harris and black box voting and all that. But I honestly don't hold out much hope that.
And Laura Flanders. Don't forget.
Laura Flanders and everybody who's working hard over on Democratic Underground and all that. But I don't hold out much hope that we'll ever get to the bottom of this election, because it would be too dangerous for this regime. They simply can't let go of the White House. That's not an option. It never was an option before the election. It wasn't an option, and it sure isn't an option now. I think if they didn't think that they could get away with stealing it, they probably would have nuked a city and canceled the elections.
I understand. Hope is all I've got, though, Jerky. When you say you.
I don't mean for the long term, but I think.
I mean for this effort to show that John Kerry won Ohio, for example, to show the theft and the collusion of theft among various state secretaries of state and possibly even attorneys general. The only thing I've got left right now, pal, is hope.
Well, I hope it comes out as well. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be doing it, and I have donated money and I will continue to donate money, but we really are all alone now, I think, and I think part of the reason we're alone is because of the red state appeasement that has been practiced by the Democratic Party leadership in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch Lou Dobbs? I know you watch Olbermann, but...
Yeah, I watch Lou Dobbs an awful lot.
Nancy Pelosi was on there... 2 days after the election, and Dobbs asked her how she thought the Democrats would compensate for their reduced power in the Congress. And she went into some spiel about continuing to support godly works and doing as the Bible commands by helping those who are the least among us, blah, 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 blah.
What?
She did, yeah, it was pathetic. Dobbs said, do we now have to listen to every policy issue couched in biblical terms because of exit polls? She looked like a guppy that had just come face to face with the Leviathan.
Nancy,
she was trembling. She had walleye. You know, it was just, they really are. I mean, and Daschle's gone. You know, and the media is no help. They've bought into the lie, hook, line, and sinker. You know, on the day Kerry conceded, concession day, Aaron Brown asked his guests on his Newsnight show.
Mm-hmm.
He asked them one after the other the same question: where did the Democrats go wrong? Where did the Democrats go wrong? Where
right.
did the Democrats go wrong? And the consensus, it was like Arianna Huffington and Will Salitin and another guy. And their consensus answer was that the Democrats had failed to address the morality issue. And from that point on, CNN has been hammering on this point, pushing the idea that, you know, people don't care about an illegal and murderous war in Iraq. They don't care about massive upward redistribution of wealth, which drags millions of people into poverty every year. They don't care about this administration's cronies raking in billions of dollars in blood-soaked tax money for themselves. All they care about is moral values.
Yeah.
You know? But, what do they mean by moral values?
Well, based on that, no, I don't have any hope. I am about half an inch from totally giving up on the Democratic Party, and I mean that. I've never felt this way before in my life. I didn't see Pelosi, but I have listened to this cacophony of BS from Democrats now talking about that they've got to seize the moral issues again. And I'm not going to repeat what you just said because you put it very, very well, that the immoral acts of the Republicans are just astonishing. So, you know, the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, are pretty much a dead party. I don't know if Howard Dean can revitalize it. I don't know what's going to happen. I do have hope that it can be shown that this election was stolen. Now, will that mean that Kerry will then get the presidency? Probably not. But at least it'll be proven for once and for all, which wasn't proven in 2000 that it was stolen. This time it'll be proven it was stolen, and then America can deal with that. Now, I'm beginning to believe that this country as a concept, as a notion, is pretty much over, Jerky, unless there is some miracle. And I'm not talking about a religious miracle. I'm talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about, 30 million people rising up in the streets. I don't know what kind of a miracle I'm talking about.
Well,
but it's pretty much over.
Well, you know, it goes back and forth, but I think, can I make another brief point?
Yeah, quickly.
I think that we can't make the mistake of misunderestimating, to use a Bushism, what these Christians and how they view their faith. I have people that come up to me all the time and say, you know, how can there be pro-death penalty Christians and pro-war Christians, you know, when the Sixth Commandment says, thou shalt not kill.
Right.
But I don't think that's a valid argument, because in the Ten Commandments themselves, God commands the death penalty for blasphemers. He commands the death penalty for adulterers, people who work on Sundays, and children who talk back to their parents.
Well, that's in Leviticus. That's not in the Ten Commandments.
Oh, no, it's right there in the Decalogue. You can.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it says, you know, I don't have the Bible in front of me here, but it says, takes the Lord's name in vain shall surely be put to death. You should stone the blasphemers. constantly like that, recently, so I don't think we should think that they're so unsophisticated. I think that, you know, I'm a fan of the message of Christ, the secular, in a secular man. I think it's a great anti-death penalty allegory.
Right.
But this idea of, the full deal Christianity from, you know, the Old Testament on to Revelations, I mean, God goes on a killing spree because people don't believe in him at the end of it.
Right.
The basis of that religion.
Right. Well, that's true. The Judeo-Christian and Muslim, they're all people of the book. It's all about murder. It's all about death and destruction and bloodletting. That's all it is. Jerky, I'm sorry I kept you on hold for so long. I'd like to continue, but we got a break here. Okay,
thanks,
pal?
Mike.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot. Check in again, please. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Ooh. We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush with the help of the
government. It's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 and a half before the hour. Credit where credit's due. Program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac tonight in New York City. Linda Blake screened the calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com as soon as you can. Okay? Dave is calling from Portland, Maine. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good. I've been listening to your program now for about a month or two, and just want to thank you for the karmic relief you provide to us up here in Portland, Maine.
Well, you're welcome.
I've also heard you talking about the Diebold voting machines and how they don't have a paper backup, and from a political perspective, it just doesn't make any sense. And I just wanted to add something from a business perspective. It doesn't make any sense either, because let's say I was the CEO of Diebold. I would definitely want to build a paper backup into my machines, because if I had the control of that, then I could design the paper to be a certain size or a certain shape, and only my paper would fit in the machines. And I could also write into the warranty contract that if you use someone else's paper, then I could void my contract. So therefore, every time there's an election, I mean, I'm going to make millions of dollars in paper sales.
Well, if I can suggest this, Dave, first of all, the people who own Diebold, ESNS, SAIC, I think there are four of them, four of these companies that produce the hardware and the companies that produce the software. All four of these companies are tied in to the Christian Reconstructionist movement.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian Reconstructionist movement is not the least bit interested in anything other than acceding to total power, killing the gays, slamming women back into the ground where they belong, a death penalty for everything up to and including jaywalking, and then slaughtering the Jews, slaughtering the blacks, slaughtering the Arabs. These are sick people. They are not business people, okay? Now, I know what I'm talking about. I've done the research. My life was threatened by these bastards 15 years ago when we first started talking about them here in Georgia. So, I trust me, these people don't give a tinker's damn about making money on paper. What they are interested in, one thing, total control into the hands of Christian Reconstructionists. Now, if Bush is the vehicle right now, they'll use Bush until somebody even more hard right comes along. You got to believe me on this, okay?
Oh, I do. I believe you completely.
Okay, so making money on the profit of a certain size paper and that, they don't care. They don't give a damn. If it were you running the business or me running the business, sure, of course we'd do that. But the people running these businesses are psychopaths beyond belief. They follow the teachings of this guy. I think his first name is John Rushdoony. And if you want to see something weird, look it up on a Google, R-U-S-H-D-O-O-N-Y. I think his first name is John Rushdoony. But if you look this guy up and then follow all the links, it'll be there. And it all comes back to these companies and this software and these computers, and it's an absolute mind scrambler.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you want to control an election, I mean, there's no better way to do it than with a computer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if it was you or Randy Rhodes who was talking about how the election results come down through a PC, and it's basically tabulated on something, either a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet or something similar to that.
Right.
I mean, that's very easy to manipulate or pre-program to do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, that must have been Randy's program, but that's exactly right on. It is so easy to manipulate this. This is why I get so angry. I start choking on my own bile when I hear Democrats or members of the media talking about how, you know, okay, it's time for Democrats to realize they didn't connect with the public on moral issues or whatever the hell the story of the day is, when in fact it was the absolute slippery easiness of stealing this election. And again, I have to reiterate that I live in Georgia, and in the 2002 election, Diebold had every single precinct in Georgia. We voted electronically, touchscreen voting. We were the experimental state, and it worked perfectly. They were able to steal the Senate race and the governor's race right out from under Democrats.
Wow.
Who were leading in the polls right up to the moment the polls opened, who led in the exit polls. And then the next morning, we all woke up to the fact that these people were out of office. So, you know, I live in the Petri dish where these sick suckers tested their system, and it worked.
Unbelievable.
The Rob Georgia file has never been explained. That was one of the files that they discovered in the program that Diebold put in their computers. Rob Georgia. It's history. Nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about when I bring that up anymore.
No wonder Jeb Bush jumped on that wagon train then. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Dave, thanks for checking in, pal. I hope you call again. I'm sorry you held on so long, all right?
That's okay. Thanks a lot.
All right,
good night.
All right, you too. Take care. Help America recount. .org. Okay? Go there. I don't mean to make it sound like go there. I'm just saying if you're interested in helping, you know, the last thing we got going here. Last thing I've got going. I only speak for me. Is hope that we can prove what happened and correct it and help americarecount.org. Is where to go, okay? Thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it. Blackboxvoting.org, too. Don't forget them. Thanks for your help tonight. I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. Today I started the Smoke Free and 3 system. I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has died at the age of 75. His death was confirmed by Chief Palestinian Negotiator and Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat. A former deputy speaker of the Israeli parliament says President Bush's re-election and Arafat's death offer what she calls a real window of opportunity for a serious return to Mideast peace talks Naomi Hazan says that Bush's post-election remarks that he plans to pursue creation of a viable Palestinian state alongside Israel is encouraging.
There is probably now a window of opportunity that will be there for a couple of months, and it has to be capitalized on immediately.
Hazan was one of the negotiators on the 2003 comprehensive Mideast peace agreement known as the Geneva Accord. John Ashcroft's replacement as Attorney General has been nominated. President Bush has tapped White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez to fill the vacancy created by Ashcroft's resignation. The 49-year-old Gonzalez is a longtime trusted advisor to Bush and a former Texas Supreme Court justice.
This is the fifth time I have asked Judge Gonzalez to serve his fellow citizens, and I am very grateful he keeps saying yes.
If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Gonzalez would be the nation's first Hispanic attorney general. While governor of Texas, Bush appointed Gonzalez as a justice to the state Supreme Court in 1999.